Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you are joining us today. Right now, I have on the line with me Campbell Butler. She is 15 years old. And she is one representative of many who will be talking about the Noah Brave 5K. I found out about the Noah Brave 5K through a friend of mine, Ashley Miller, shared the Noah Brave 5K effort with me. I want to welcome to the show right now, Campbell Butler. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Campbell.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. Let's talk about Noah. Let's talk about what he means to you and let listeners know how passionate you are about this special event called the Noah Brave 5K.
Okay, so Noah is 13 years old, and about a year ago, actually, to the day, like the 18th through 20th, the weekend that the 5K happened, a year ago, that September, he was diagnosed with a very rare form of brain cancer, and he immediately, like the next day, went into surgery. They could remove most of the tumor, but there's still, it was about the size of a lemon. It's a 3x3 tumor in his brain, which is a very large tumor to have in your brain, if you don't know that. But so yeah, they removed as much of the tumor as they could, and then they treated the rest with radiation. They've done chemotherapy. There's a clinical trial that they've been doing up in Michigan. But yeah, so they're just doing everything that they can currently to treat the rest of the tumor and hopefully heal him of cancer. So he is such a special human being. Noah is so kind, so caring. I talk in a lot of hyperboles, but I literally am not exaggerating when I say that Noah Evans is one of my favorite people on this planet, and he means so much to me. He always asked me how my day was, even when he had a bad day. His priority was always to care for other people and always put others before himself. And he is such a sweet friend and so like tenderhearted and just really just loving and just lives and breathes like the breath of God. Like he's just a perfect like example of what it means to be a disciple of Christ. Like he just is a fantastic human being. So I was making a bucket list with all this COVID-19 stuff, and I was making a bucket list, and I had on that list to participate in a 5K, and there obviously weren't any 5Ks happening right now, so I thought, well, why don't I just make my own? So I started, I brought this up with the Evans family and my close friend Madeline, and I just have to say, I have the tendency to have ideas that are kind of like big, like life-changing ideas that have to be carried out in big ways.
Uh-huh.
And Madeline is a fantastic friend of mine, and she took me seriously. Like, I just have to say, your friends don't really take you seriously when you're like, let's just plan our own 5K. Like, that when you're 15, that doesn't happen a lot. And right from the start, Madeline was just very adamant. She was like, sorry, my car is starting. Very adamant, like, let's do this. Like, let's get going. Let's plan a 5K for Noah. So, yeah.
I love the idea, and I love the fact that your friend did take you seriously, because that's the first step in doing anything, is having another person take you seriously when you say it. And it sounds yes. like so far you're doing pretty good.
Thank you. thank you. Yes. It's been a crazy ride. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I feel like my parents have been incredibly supportive. All the parents. I just have to hand it to my mom and all the parents who have carpooled. I don't know if anybody is aware of this, but we are all kids. Like, none of us can drive yet. I currently have my learner's permit. Me and Nathan currently have our learner's permit. We do not have a license. Like, our parents have literally shed blood, sweat, and tears into this with us, and they are so fantastic, and I love all of them so much.
Oh, that is great. Well, as we close out with this particular conversation, Campbell, let people know how you want people to connect. I'll try to do that in each segment so that people are aware how they can connect to the Noah Brave 5K.
Yes. So we have an Instagram at Noah Brave 5K, all lowercase. And we also have a Custom Ink site. If you were to get on the custom.com and search for a fundraiser called the Noah Brave 5K, there is a link to the Custom Ink in our bio in our Instagram. We are also on Facebook. We also have a GoFundMe. All of those links are accessible. If you were to click on the Custom Ink in our Instagram bio, there are more links on the Custom Ink site and on the Caring Bridge site. We post daily. We try to get the word out as much as possible. It's a public account, so you don't have to request it from us. We are accepting donations through the end of September, and 15% of all proceeds, or 20%, sorry, excuse me, 20% of all proceeds will go to the Chad Tuff Foundation, and the rest will go to the Evans family in support of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, which is the month of September. So don't forget, we are accepting donations, and we have t-shirts and hoodies that you can buy on the Custom Ink webpage through the end of September. We are super excited. I cannot thank everybody enough for all the support that we've had.
Campbell, it has been such a joy and a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. I think we're going to go talk to your sister now, Ella.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give her a call, and we're going to have another segment. I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Campbell Butler.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Will do. Bye-bye.
We were talking to Campbell Butler. She is 15 years old, and she is representing the Noah Brave 5K. Great information there. We're going to talk to her sister, Ella, when we come back. I hope you'll continue listening. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city. Works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We just got through talking to Campbell Butler about the Noah Brave 5K, and now we are talking to her sister, Ella. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ella.
Hi, I'm so excited.
I am glad to have you, and your sister mentioned that there's nobody involved other than parents that have a driver's license. How old are you?
I am the youngest of the group. Besides Noah, I am 13.
13. All right. 13 years old. Perfect. So your sister's 15, you're 13. What is your involvement in the Noah Brave 5K, and what drives you to be a part of this special effort?
So I remember very clearly, we all sat down at Chick-fil-A and my sister kind of gave us all our assignments. And so she put me in charge of all social media, seeing as I'm the only kid with a Facebook account. And so I can just monitor, like, you know, like Facebook where like more of the parents are, and then Instagram where like the kids are. So I am in charge of all the social media, but I've had a lot of help from Madeline and Campbell.
That is a great role to play. What have you seen when it comes to the response of people for this 5K? I know that's a big leap to take, especially during the COVID period.
I mean, it is so incredible just to like watch how many people love this family and just support him. And I mean, we got to see it in person, like when we did like a little walk around thing in their neighborhood, and there were just so many people there. And I was kind of like, all hit me like, wow, like there's this, like there's so many people who love this family. And that just, that was really incredible to see.
That is great. When we see families who need our help, and then you see a community rally around them, just like Ashley Miller down in Auburn, Alabama. He's with RE/MAX, shared about this effort through a message. Of course, I have a show and try to be a vehicle to help efforts like this, but I'm so glad to see a community come together in this way to help Noah through his cancer battle.
Yes, he's a pretty incredible kid.
Tell us about him.
Yeah, so the Evanses, they have three kids, and I think that's kind of how our families clicked, because our family has three kids, and I'm the youngest of the family. But something that always, like, Noah and I always had in common is that we're the same age. Like, we're in the same grade. We take the same classes at school. So we've always just been, like, we can really relate to one another. And then when he was diagnosed, I mean, it just, like, I really wanted to show him how thankful I am for him, because he's my best friend. He's my brother. Like, truly, their family is so incredible, and I am so thankful for Noah and his brothers.
I love that. How is he doing right now, Ella?
I think he's doing good. Yesterday he had a pretty good day. The only thing that, like, he's doing great. He's always got the most positive attitude no matter what, which I long to have, even when I'm, like, you know, just doing school. And he's, you know, in the hospital. He has a better attitude than I do, and that's just so incredible.
Where has he been getting treatment?
He has been getting treatment at Vanderbilt Hospital. And Tennessee's, like, Vanderbilt Hospital is, like, so, like, amazing. I mean, the nurses, the doctors, truly some of the best out there.
Yes, that's Monroe Carroll Children's Hospital there in Nashville, Tennessee, a part of the Vanderbilt Health System.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, Ella, I appreciate your support of Noah Brave 5K and what you're doing through social media. Sounds like a great job for you, actually.
Well, I mean, sometimes it gets hard because I am not allowed to have the Instagram on my, like, Instagram app on my phone. So my mom is, like, really, she's learned patience. She's, like, practicing her patience with me because I'm always, like, asking to see her phone. So.
Well, you sound trustworthy. And those parents sound smart.
Oh, yes. Yes. Truly. Like, we are so thankful for our parents because they're, I mean, we've got two people who are learning how to drive, but neither of them have their licenses. So they just, like, the parents really, like, we this couldn't have happened without them.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. And I appreciate you, Ella, and I appreciate Campbell, your sister, who's participating in this as well. I know it's going to be a great event, and I hope that my listeners are cued in on trying to help Noah through this, the Noah Brave 5K. And if you want to share the information about how people can connect, please do that, Ella.
I will, for sure. It's a great cause. Of all the people you could support, this is the one. Like, he's so incredible.
Tell the listeners the pages, Instagram, Facebook, wherever they can connect.
Yes. So there is a Facebook group that I have started with Noah's mom, Lori Evans, and another incredible person who has been with them along the journey, Morgan Butler. And on Instagram, you can follow us at NoahBrave5K. And also, if you have the chance, please go follow at Hunter Clark's World, because he designed our logo and he's just truly incredible.
You've got it. I know Hunter appreciates that plug. And Whatever we can do to help through the show, you just let me know, okay, Ella? You can reach out through social media. If you get your mom's phone again, you can say, hey, Mark, we've got something we need to share, and just let me know, and I'll try to be there to help however I can, okay, Ella?
Well, thank you. This is so incredible, truly. We cannot, like, thank you doesn't seem like a big enough phrase.
Well, you're most welcome, and I'm looking forward to talking to the Evans family next as we leave you and move on to another location.
Of course. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, have a great afternoon.
You too.
We appreciate both Campbell and Ella Butler for joining us today on this part one edition of the Noah Brave 5K. Tomorrow, you can catch the next part, the second part of this special series. We'll have Lori Evans, Nathan Evans, Noah Evans, Madeline Myers, as well as Jason Dotson. After those interviews, we'll have another edition of Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter. I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you are too. Tune in tomorrow, Saturday, at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time to catch the next edition of The Mark White Show. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say,
Let's all do something good today.